Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 10th edition. Hope you guys had a good Tuesday. Lots of offense around the diamond. They're still going 14-5 in Coors as we get going. They got extras in Boston, 7-7 in that one. There's just offense galore all around the diamond. So hope you guys had a good one, and it's working out for you. It's a wild one indeed, which we expected on that 14-game slate. But on Wednesday, we have a 6-game early, 9-game main slate. Going to break them both down for you here on Quick Hits. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDNTrick, or hit us up in the free Fantasy DGens Discord with questions over there. Give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes. I would appreciate it. And if you're watching on YouTube, give the old thumbs up and leave a comment in the comment section. That helps out as well. For you season-long players, Benched with Bubba coming at you twice this week, so go check that out. And if you're playing PGA DFS, go to the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast to get things popping for you there as well. All right, totals on the early slate. We have four so far, or three. Rays, Brewers, 7.5, waiting on Wrigley, Nationals, Cubs. You have Yankees, Mariners, 7.5, Giants, Padres, 8.5, waiting on two more totals, as I just mentioned. But we'll get into this one. You got Brandon Woodruff was supposed to start on Tuesday, got moved to Wednesday. It's Freddy Peralta started on Tuesday. Woodruff at 96 at home against Tampa Bay on a small slate. Don't mind this one at all. Didn't like him on the big slate because there's better options, I thought. On the smaller slate, you got Tampa Bay striking out 24.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching the past month. You do have a 250 average and a 113 WRC+, but good spot for Woodruff if you so choose. It's a tough pitching slate compared to what we saw on a Tuesday night. So Woodruff is definitely one that takes the cake here. Taiwan Walker at 8,400 bucks has been struggling. His last start got just destroyed by Atlanta. It was okay, not great in his previous two starts. Was really dealing prior to that. He gets Cincinnati at home. So he's not in Great American Small Park. Since he's striking out 24.5% of the time versus righties this past month with a 95 WRC+. So on a 6-game slate, he is in play for you as well. Patrick Sandoval at 7,300 bucks. If you can get that slider or that changeup going, you got something good there. He's got 16 points in his two starts. Hopefully going up against Oakland, he can make some hay in that situation. They strike out 24% of the time versus lefties, hitting 218 with an 81 WRC+. So Sandoval at 73 is an option for you. And one of the plays I like a ton, this will be locked into all of my lineups, is Justin Steele at 6,200 bucks. Talked about him on Bench with Bubba this past week. I picked him up in a lot of leagues. There is some blow-up potential with Steele. We've seen it in the past, but he's got massive strikeout upside. 10 Ks in his last start. Only went 4 2/3. Only went 3 2/3 the time before that, but 6 Ks in that start. Big-time strikeout arm. Going up against – and he's gone 5-6 innings prior to that. So he's got massive upside. 93 pitches his last time out. They're not going to go much past between 90 and 100. So that's the downside with Justin Steele. But at $6,200, it checks out really well. Going up against a Washington Nationals team, striking out 22% of the time versus lefties. So Steele is definitely high on my radar. So Woodruff, Walker, I guess, Sandoval, and Steele. It's almost Woodruff, Sandoval, and Steele is where I'm looking to go. Pitching's not great on this early 6-game slate. If you're looking at bats, we'll go through this real quick. Catcher's position for you. You go Wilson Contreras if you want. Josiah Gray gives up a ton of home runs. He gets a lot of strikeouts with a ton of home runs. So he can be a pay-up spot at 5K if you want, or you just save some scratch and you go down to some cheaper options like Kyber Ruiz double-donged on Tuesday. Don't want him against Justin Steele, but he's interesting to say the least. Jose Trevino against Robbie Ray. Ray's been struggling with the long ball a bit, so Trevino at 29 could be a nice contrarian look for you in that matchup. Otherwise, it's a getaway day, so look for some value potentials. Maybe Yan Gomes gets a start for Chicago. He's $2,100. That could be a way to go out. Maybe the Giants throw out wins as a cheapie against Sean Manaea, because we will look to target Sean Manaea, because that's what I love to do, is target Sean Manaea, who I just think is not very good. So we can have some fun there. First base position, Shohei Ohtani versus Blackburn's fine at 61. I like that a lot. But going back to the Mets again, Pete Alonso at 6K versus Zouk of Cincinnati is a very, very strong spot to look to target things on this slate. cheaper options, though. If you are fading Justin Steele, Luke Voit does hit lefties very well. And Luke Voigt's $4,100. He's hitting with a lot of power these days. So not a bad play if you're paying down at the position, but it's definitely an option for you. If you're fading Taiwan Walker, you want to fade him with lefties a little bit. So Joey Votto at $3,500 is an angle you can go to as well. Other than that, Chad Pinder versus the lefty at $2,700. I like Sandoval on this slate, but if you're not using him, Chad Pinder is a good look at $2,700 as well. It's a rough six-game slate, so maybe tread lightly is the best thing I'll say. Second base position for you, Jonathan India at 48. Sure, if you're fading Taiwan, but Jeff McNeil at 46 is good. Christopher Morel at 45, not having versus Josiah Gray. That's an angle. Again, we're fading Manaea, so Wilmer Flores at $4,400 and throw Estrada at 40. Second base and shortstop eligible, so you can play Flores and Estrada if you so choose. So both really good looks for me on this one. David Fletcher at 31. He's going to have that massive, massive ceiling, but he's been better of late. So on a slate like this, he does come into play for you. Third base position, Josh Donaldson is in play for you as well. He's $4,100 versus Robbie Ray, and Donaldson is heating up pretty, pretty good. So he's another guy to take a peek at. Evan Longoria is back, loves his lefties. He's 4K. So the Giants and Mets right now, right out the gate, will be two of my top looks on this slate. Other than that, J.D. Davis at 22 is a steal. He's third base only, so you can't play Longo, but J.D. Davis at $2,200 mashes lefty. He's been swinging it really good since coming over to the Giants. That's a good price point at $2,200 for J.D. Davis. Shortstop Lindor went deep on Tuesday, 6K versus Zouk. That's not a bad play. I guess another pitcher you could use, Jeffrey Springs versus Milwaukee if you need to on a small slate. I could see some appeal there. But Thairo Estrada, again, second base shortstop eligible at 42. I like that play quite a bit. David Fletcher's $3,100. He's got multi-eligibility as well. Oh, man, I'm going to really want to see some lineups because there's some ugly, ugly stuff. Outfield, you got Judge at 65. Mentioned Otani as well. Both nice looks. Starling Marte at 55 is a very strong play as well. Hunter Renfroe against Springs if you're not using Springs at 52. Brandon Nimmo, most won't pay $5,100 for. That is another Naquin one at 48. So, couple expensive Mets bats that people probably won't pay for. Mention Morel at $4,500. He is on the list of things to do. You could always fade Jacob Junis with San Diego if you want. They're priced up. A guy like Jerks and Profar at 43 could be an angle in that matchup. The Angels, like, it's a great matchup, and they've just been so bad. Like, Taylor Ward's $3,900. Austin Slater should get the leadoff spot for the Giants against Manaea at 37. That's one I would definitely take a look at as well. A few other cheap ones on this slate. If the Franamil's in the lineup for Chicago, Trent Grisham at 28 is a good value on this slate. Robbie Tega is down to 27 for the Cubs. He's been struggling, but on this slate, he could come in play. Same with Velasquez for Chicago at 2,600. Could be another value you could look at. Yermin Mercedes might get the start for the Giants. He's $2,500 against Manaea, so you got a couple cheapies when it comes to the Giants. Checks the boxes pretty well for me, so I like that quite a bit, and I apologize. For some reason, StreamYard keeps muting me, so I'm trying to catch it as quickly as I can. So I apologize. There's a couple little hiccups here. It's already happened twice in the first 8 minutes of the show. Not sure why StreamYard is doing that, but I'm trying to watch that for you guys. I apologize already. But stack-wise, the Mets is a phenomenal stack for Cincy. You could go Milwaukee if you want to be contrarian versus Springs. Or for the Mets, the Cubs are not bad. Love the Giants. Those would be like my main targets on this slate. Mets and Giants would be my two top looks on this early six gamer.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, 9-game main slate starting off at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Totals we have so far: Marlins Phillies total of 7, Blue Jays Orioles 9, Braves Red Sox 9.5, Guardians Rangers Astros 7.5, Cardinals Rockies 11, Pirates D-backs 8. So we've got most of the totals on this slate, and we got, of course, Colorado to really spice up the totals on this one. But when we're looking at pitching, you got Verlander at 10-5. Verlander's just got such a phenomenal floor with the ceiling. He's like a 25 plus 2, 4, 5, 6 straight starts over 25 points. The dude is ridiculous. And now he gets a Texas Rangers offense that strikes out 24% of the time versus righties hitting 240. Like, great play. If you want to pay up, Verlander's a stud. Cash game play with tournament appeal. I like that quite a bit. I am not, like, I'd rather pay for Verlander than Alcantara. Alcantara is great. He's got to go deep in the games. The strikeouts just haven't been there. He could surprise people. So if you want to be like really contrarian, you can pivot to Alcantara off Verlander. I'll still go Verlander's route. I am not paying 10-3 for Ryan Pepiot. Pepiot is a good story. We like to play him when he's like in 6Ks and low 7s, not at 10-3. So I'll pass there. Other than that, it's bleak. Like, Pivetta is super risky. Noah Syndergaard at 79. You know, you got to watch the lefties against Syndergaard. He got kind of hit around by the Nats his last time out, but on this slate, his pitching's bad. He's $7,900 versus Miami, and we saw what some other pitchers have done against Miami lately. They're tracking out 22.5% of the time versus righties, hitting 216 with a .079 ISO and a 67 WRC+. So Syndergaard at 79, he does check the box. I would love to play Jose Quintana. It's in Coors, though, so at your own risk. It's one of those I could see working, but people said that about Mikolas. I did not, but people said that about Mikolas. Mikolas got 14 hits and 10 earned runs in his short outing. Quintana's interesting at 75, especially on the slate. I'll say that much. I'm not in love with it, but it's interesting. Other than that, yeah, that's why he's interesting. That's all I'm going to say. That's why it's bleak. Like, Jose Barrios at $7,300 against Baltimore. You could go there. He got blown up at Minnesota's last time out. He's been much better at home than on the road. His previous four starts were at home, pitched really well in all four. Well, he's back on the road, folks, at Baltimore. So be wary of that one. In Baltimore, though, striking out 18% of the time the last month versus righties, hitting 271 with a 157 ISO and a 117 WRC+. They are not your father's Orioles. This is not a walk in the park. So be very careful. Like, it's a bad slate, so you can do it, but I don't want to. So it's like Verlander, you can go Alcantara because the slate's that bad. Syndergaard and Quintana's got some merit based on this slate. It's really, really bad. But when you look at Colorado, striking out about 20% of the time versus lefties with a 73 WRC plus last month, it's pretty bad. I'll even narrow the search down. Lefties at home over the past month for Colorado, they're striking out 17%, 291 average, 152 ISO, still an 87 WRC plus. So on a small slate, I can see it. It's just not pretty. It's a rough, both pitching slates are rough. It'd be one thing if they're kind of mixed together. You'd have like six options. It's pretty bleak, which means lots of bats on this slate. Let's go catcher's position here for you. JTR had a big game on Monday. Not going to look target him versus Alcantara if I don't need to, but Will Smith versus Sonny Gray at 51. Not bad, but give me some Salvi. If you're paying up, Salvi at 48 versus Johnny Cueto. Salvi's just been in another ballpark these days. Same with MJ Melendez. He's $4,500 versus Cueto. So I like those two if you're paying up at the position. Don't mind Kirk. He just hasn't had that ceiling game lately, but maybe it comes. I'd rather have Adley Rutschman at 43 versus Jose Barrios. Rutschman has been a beast. I wrote about him in a couple articles, talked about him on the show. Dude's been mashing. So go check that out if you're curious. The Fantasy Pros article, I have him in there. $4,300 for Rutschman against Jose Barrios. That is a play for you. Danny Jansen at 39 against Kramer. I'd rather save $500 to get to Jansen than Alejandro Kirk. That's how weird things are right now. And then maybe Servin gets to start for Colorado. He's $3,200 for Quintana. I don't really want to pay $45 for Elias Diaz, but $32 for Servin. In a super tournament, we want to get frisky. Gary Sanchez is $2,500. He has been dreadful lately, but $2,500 against Pepiot, it's interesting. At least has a little bit of merit to it on this slate. And then if Yadi Molina gets a start, he's $2,100 in Coors Field against Freeland. So that is a punt in the making. First base, you got Goldie and Coors, which is totally fine if you want to. But like Freeman at 54 versus Sonny Gray, I keep looking to attack Sonny Gray. The White Sox have been a massive disappointment, but they get Chris Bubik, so $4,900 for Abreu. Love the Braves again. I keep going to them. $4,800 for Matt Olson versus Nick Pivetta is not a shabby spot to be in as well. You got Cronin Coors. I'd be contrarian. I'd rather go to Olson or Abreu for a couple hundred more. That's just me because I'd like to fade Coors at all costs if possible. I'm not saying you have to, but I would like to. just to be contrarian and to get that leverage if they don't come through. Christian Walker at 38 is not bad, but Jose Miranda, first base, third base eligible at $3,400 versus Papillo is a really, really good price for Miranda at first base or third base. I like that quite a bit if you want to save some scratch. Ryan Mountcastle's 3K versus Jose Barrios if you want to fade him. I think it's a great fade spot. So like if you want to pay for Alcantara and Verlander, get some cheap Baltimore bats versus Barrios, it's not the worst thing you could come up with on this slate. And then Vinny Pascantino had two home runs in the doubleheader on Tuesday, and he's $2,100 versus Johnny Cueto. So maybe that all those quality metrics that showcase some possible positive regression, maybe they're coming for Vinny P. So $2,100 versus Johnny Cueto is a fun spot to be in. And also, just like Tuesday night, there is weather concerns in Baltimore and Philadelphia again, so keep an eye on that. Second base position for you, you got Altuve, which is fine versus Glen Otto. Houston, there's going to be a lot of offense on Wednesday. So Jose Altuve at 53 is just fine. Gavin Lux for Sonny Gray, I guess, is fine. And Josh Rojas at 46, I like a little more to be a little different because most people like to play the Dodgers, so that's an angle for you. But like Andrés Giménez going up against Hutchinson of Detroit, Giménez at 42, that's a very good tournament play. Most won't go to him on this slate, so I like that quite a bit. Jorge Polanco, $3,900 isn't bad. I prefer Giménez, honestly, over Polanco, but both are nice savings on this slate. Ramon Urias at $3,400, second base, third base eligible, is in play for you for sure. Kevin Biggio, if you're stacking Toronto at $2,800, I could see the value if you want to go that route as well. I didn't see his name on here, but maybe. Oh, yeah. Aaron Civale, $6,500. He's a punt play as well on this slate because pitching's that bad. He's coming off the IL. Not sure 100% how stretched out he is, but at $6,500, you can go to Civale if you need to. Third base for you, though, you got J-Ram at 58. Like that one a lot. Don't mind Rafael Devers either. Kyle Wright has not been as locked down as he once was. I prefer J-Ram or even Austin Riley at 52. Riley did what he was supposed to do for us on Tuesday, mashing, bombing away. So you can go back to Riley at 52 and be just fine with that. Don't mind Bregman, but I prefer Riley or Matt Chapman at $4,800. Those would be my two pay-up spots at the third base position. If you're stacking Kansas City, though, Bobby Wood Jr. at 46, he's third base shortstop eligible. He has some merit to him as well. And then cheaper plays, let him as Diaz hit a grand slam off of press. He loves hitting lefties. He's hitting right. He's pretty fine, too, at 37. Cabrian Hayes is a very good value against Madbum at $3,500. If you look at all the hard hit metrics and barrel metrics and all that kind of stuff that are guys that are doing that but underachieving, Cabrian Hayes is near the top of all of those lists. He's hitting the ball extremely well. So the production will come sooner than later, hopefully. So $3,500 for Cabrian Hayes versus Bumgarner is good. Mentioned Ramon Urias, mentioned Jose Miranda, like them both a lot at their price point at $3,400. So those are good plays for you. And then Montero of Colorado. I don't want to fade all of Coors. When you can get Montero first base, third base eligible at $2,700. Very good value. Dude's been like a double-digit point machine since getting called up. So that's a really, really good value if you want to go there. Shortstop, you can go Trey Turner if you so choose. But I'm looking at guys like Ahmed Rosario at $4,900. And again, too cheap. He double-donged on Tuesday. Bo Bichette is still $4,500 for Kramer. That is your play at shortstop. Just keep playing him while he's far too cheap. You can go higher if you want, but I just save the money and pay $4,500 for Bo Bichette. Jorge Mateo in a Baltimore stack at 35 is fine. Paul DeJong went to Ding Dong City on Tuesday's $3,400. Again, not looking to stack the game, but if you're looking for some value, you can go there. But pretty much, I want to play Bo Bichette at $4,500. Outfield, you got Alvarez at 59. Really, really good spot for him. You got Bob in your White Sox stacks. Tyler O'Neill's in Coors. Yeah, $4,800. But Teoscar had the day off on Tuesday. Hopefully he's back in the lineup. He's $4,600 versus Kramer. I love that Teoscar, Bo Bichette combo right there. That's a really strong spot. Mentioned MJ Melendez at $4,500 for Kansas City. Michael Harris the second is $4,400. He had a big game on Tuesday, really hitting it well. Similar to Cabrian Hayes, he's on all the hard hit barrel metrics, doing very well, hitting ninth for Atlanta. So big boy stuff there for Michael Harris at $4,400. Farther down, I keep saying that Eloy Jimenez is mashing. He's only $4,300 versus Chris Bubik. That is a great spot there for Eloy, so you can check that box if you so choose. Lourdes Gurriel is leading off on Tuesday's 4K versus Kramer. AJ Pollock's been leading off because Tim Anderson's pretty much done for the season. He's $3,800 versus Bubik. You know, he leads off. I like him a little more. I'm not a huge Pollock fan, but there's a lot of upside in that matchup leading off. Oscar Gonzalez of Cleveland's $3,400 if you're looking to go cheap and stacking Cleveland. A few other ones to look at here. Maybe Eddie Rosario if you're going deep in an Atlanta stack at 3K. There is value there. I'm not in love with Eddie, but he is showing some signs of life. So 3K as a value in a stack for Atlanta, I can get behind that. Otherwise, check lineups. There'll be a few more values that pop up here and there. Recapping your pitching, Verlander, 10-5 is the guy to go to. You can pivot to Alcantara or pair them together if you want. Alcantara is 10-3. Other than that, it's Syndergaard at 79, Quintana at 75, and Savali at 65. That's where you're looking. It's bad, really bad. Stacking things up, though, this is where it gets fun. I like Baltimore. I like the game stack. I like Baltimore versus Berrios, and I also like Toronto versus Kramer. I almost like Baltimore a little more to be contrarian, so that's definitely a place I don't mind going on the slate. A few others went against Pivetta. Yet again, Pivetta's just been broken. So you can go Boston versus Wright if you want, but I prefer Atlanta in a big, big way. Cleveland is a good stack versus Hutchinson. That's a strong one. Houston versus Otto's fine. White Sox versus Bubik's pretty nice as well. Coors is Coors. Don't mind some Pittsburgh. Don't think I'm going to go full stack, but some one-offs versus Bumgarner. And then obviously the Dodgers versus Sonny Gray's in play for you as well. But my main focus, that Toronto-Baltimore game, Atlanta, Cleveland. Those are my main focuses, but you have a lot of ways to go on this slate. So make sure you check them all out. Make sure you give me a follow on Twitter at BDIntric with any questions you have, or check us out on the Fantasy Degens Discord. It's free. Again, apologize for the technical difficulties. I have no idea what StreamYard's doing. Tried to catch them as quickly as I can. It just like mutes me out of nowhere. So hopefully it stops doing that, but it's been doing that like every like six show I do. It's been doing that. So sorry about that. But again, hope you guys have a good Wednesday. 6-game early, 9-game main slate. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow with more DFS action. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 10th edition in the books. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.